Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
I wanted to bring up something that was mentioned to me here at work in the kitchen.
Okay.
I'm giggling about it because it's true. Sometimes the funniest things are the true things.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all here today, and most of us are dressed pretty casually.
Yeah.
And for the last two or three days earlier in the week, a lot of us were dressed up a little bit more than normal because we had some meetings and and company guests in the house.
The company dignitary.
In the business, in the building. One of my favorite people actually was in the building that we work with. Oh, it was so wonderful. But and Murphy, of course, did the most meetings. He was in, I didn't even see you for 2 days, it felt like.
You know, I mean, the only reason I dressed up the first day is because there was a dinner.
Yeah.
But I mean, what I'm wearing now, other than a different color, I was in
Oh, that's right. You're right.
I was in golf shirts and jeans both days.
Okay. Well, I guess you're not the best example. Like, our friend Jeremy is the example. Like, he's wearing a hoodie today with like a cartoon figure on it.
Okay.
But he was dressed more nicely. Sam dressed up a little bit, but you were still Sam.
Yeah.
But you
dressed up. Still had chucks on.
Right. I kind of dress up a lot anyway, but I tried to take...
You had that fuzzy jacket on.
Well, it was cold.
Yeah.
That's not inappropriate, was it? My fuzzy?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know that any time that a fuzzy jacket's inappropriate.
I know. I love them.
I guess if you worked hard enough, you could make it.
Oh, yeah. It depends on how you wear it.
So
and what's underneath.
I'm wearing jeans and tennis shoes today, and I walked up into the kitchen, and Jeremy was in there. I was like, hey, how are you? La, la, la. And he goes, isn't it funny how we're also dressed down today because we had to dress up for 2 days? And I died laughing because you know what? It's true. I wear heels a lot, but I wore heels both days, you know.
Yeah.
And he apparently, you know, gave some thought to his clothing. And if you look around, a lot of the other people in our, you know, building and office did the same. And so if you notice today, you know, before
back
you leave
to normal.
Here, I want you to notice what everybody's all cash. And we'll be even more so Friday, I think.
Yeah.
I just think that's funny.
It is funny. It makes sense.
Yes, it does.
And I'm sure that that's not that uncommon in the post-COVID world, too, because so many people work from home now.
I know.
You're used to dressing up at least decent from the waist up for a webcam. But, you know, when you don't have a ton of visitors to the building, kind of like we've got here now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually didn't notice anybody going overboard. There was no one to me that dressed
up in a tux.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, Sam, do you feel like you dressed up more? Because to me, you just seem like
You didn't wear your Bucky's hoodie.
But you know, but here's the thing is, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
Sam's always been, you know, somebody with fashion sense. That really is it. If you're going casual.
Common sense? No. Fashion sense? Okay.
Yes. So it's usually going to be like a t-shirt weekend kind of thing if you're true casual. But the rest of the time, your casual is very.
It's thought out.
It's thought out. It's trendy. It's neat. It's well put together.
Yeah.
And so I didn't see. But I didn't see anything like crazy different.
No,
but maybe I will tell you one person that I saw in heels that surprised me yesterday. And it's not fancy heels. They were as a wedge.
Okay.
A wedge heel was Amy.
Oh, wait, really?
Uh-huh. She was wearing a dress and a wedge heel. She's already a tall lady.
Yeah.
And she's slender and tall, and she was wearing heels. And I was like,
she usually wears flats or sandals.
Does she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Just little subtleties.
I'm not the kind of person who notices shoes. I know that's weird, but I don't really notice
them.
Always
notice shoes.
But I guess I should have noticed that she was taller than usual.
Yes,
Jody, mentioning that just about this visit, it brings up something else I've noticed about you. The first time I see you in the morning, it's an indication to me of what your day is.
Oh.
Whether
really?
It's going to be I got something to do
meetings.
Today or I've got nothing to do today.
Oh.
Because there's days when it's like Jody's got a nice blouse on and slacks and real
heels,
shoes. And it's like, okay, she's got something today.
Got a meeting.
And sure enough, at some point it'll be, I have a lunch day with a client or I have this to do or that. And then other days it's like, you know, the Superman shirt and tights or leggings or something. And it's like, today is a casual day. Nothing planned.
That's because you know me so well, though. That's us knowing each other really, really well.
Yeah.
That's what that is. One other little thing that was funny that happened that you don't know, Murphy, and I just couldn't tell you, but whatever day it was that you wore the light colored sport coat.
Yeah.
I didn't see that at home. You put it on here.
Yeah.
Like you were, I was out in the.
I haven't seen this.
Well, he wore it to a meeting, and I was out there when he was walking to the meeting.
Is there something bad about to pop up here?
No, it's just that, okay, so you were on the way to the meeting, and you were like, hey, I'll see you later. I'm going to this. I'm like, cool, see you later. And you put the coat on, and you walk away from me, and the sport coat on the back was a little bit needed to be straightened out. Like, it was a little... If I'd have seen it at home,
oh,
I would have
to
told
ironed,
you to
you
steam
mean?
It.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't. Yeah.
But it was too late. It's like, I am not about to tell you that right before you go shake hands.
Man, you talk about something that is always, because I noticed there's a pair of pants I was wearing the other day that had a little white smudge on it. Of course, you can't see what's behind you. You know, I always forget that I have a bald spot on the back of my head until I see a picture of it.
Aww,
so I don't think about any of those kinds of things. You know, nothing from my backside.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it still looked good, though, right?
It looks great. I love that jacket.
It's older, and I've only recently been able to fit back into it again.
Well, yeah.
That's not one that I could have worn, you know, 2 years ago.
Okay, well, it did need to be steamed.
Okay.
But you didn't know that, and I didn't know that either until you're like... Walking right
he
up.
He didn't
into
know
the
that because he was moving forward. He's not worried about what's behind him.
I know, but
him.
He's going to want to. He, you would. Yeah. Want, I know you.
Yeah, I just. I guess when I pulled it out of the duffel bag, I didn't realize.
Okay. Happy casual day.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.